End of the 2 week, Tuesday night, probably I'll see more.
Right, good evening. Right, here comes the Shiloh when a person has a Shabbos day meal. And enjoying the Shabbos day meal, 12 o'clock, 12:30, you try and start the meal as early as possible, because in the winter in Manchester, Shkia can be as early as, you know, quarter to four-ish, 4 o'clock, can be even earlier sometimes. And you want to get a move on. And a lot of times, part of your schedule is to finish the meal early enough to catch the 2 o'clock mincha. Sometimes you have a 1:30 minyan. You want to try and catch the 1:30 mincha. What's the reason for catching the 1:30? Because you also want to be mekayim the remor. The remor says that there's someone who has a minute to sleep shouldn't be mevatel the minute to sleep, because there's a certain oinuk when a person goes to sleep. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oinuk. A person should enjoy himself. There's a mitzvah of oinuk. And therefore, the remor says, don't be mevatel on your sleep if you're on noyuk and you enjoy the sleep. And therefore, people are very machmir for it. There's actually a shitta, and Arizal used to sleep for 3 hours. And the Shai Tshuva, the Mishin says, in Reish Adi Aleph, says, halavai, that we should keep to the other dinim of the Arizal. But either way, if a person has a good crop, really, ideally, he would want to have done mincha already by 2:30, and now he's cleared all the way till almost before Shkia. Obviously, he's going to get up before Shkia in order to have Suda Shlishis. He wants to be saved from Mechel Meskog and Mogog. He wants to be saved from Medina Shal Gehenim. He wants to be saved from all the other things which the Gemara says. So, obviously, but he wants, at least in his mind, he wants to have, you know, if we can say, done mincha. Besides for that, there's an inyan the Ramah brings to do mincha before Suda Shlishis. There's an inyan, which is not Ma'akov. If a person sometimes finds it a bit tricky, a person wakes up 30 minutes before Shkia, and he knows that if he catches mincha now, he won't be back in time for Shkia, then he can have Suda Shlishis. Not Ma'akov at all. Just an inyan lechatchila to try and get mincha before Suda Shlishis. As they state in Ramah. And a person would want to typically want to make sure that he catches the 2 o'clock minyan. You want to catch the 2 o'clock mincha. Yeah. So a lot of people try and make sure that they finish the meal by 2 o'clock and they catch the 2 o'clock mincha. A lot of times is when a person tries, and then after, right, the shaila is very common, where a person starts the meal and he looks at his watch, he gets sucked up into a conversation, very heated conversation, whatever it is, obviously no Lashon Hara, things which are inspiring, Torah, inspiring things which are Zemiras, he gets busy, he gets involved with his Suda, and he looks at his clock, and he sees, lo and behold, it's 1:55, and he knows that he needs 4.5 minutes to get to Shul, or it's, let's say, 2 minutes away, and it's 1:58 already, and he knows that if he wants to be on time, he needs to leave Miyad. He needs to leave now. He hasn't got time to do Ma'amachonim, Shemalas, and benching. If he does all that, then he's going to miss his mincha. If he misses his mincha, then for a lot of people, it's either losing a sleep, or losing Suda Shlishis, or losing both, or losing or losing mincha later. For some people, if they're not in the system, then they don't know what's next. Right? So the shaila is, can they leave in the middle of the meal, before the challan, after the challan, let's say they just served challan, but it's boiling hot, he wants to wait, whatever the nusach is. Can you go and run to the minyan? Don't forget, you get a bargain. When you go for a mincha early, usually they take off, for some reason, they take off the shea malas, barchi nafshi. I haven't yet found a record where it says that suddenly the remor falls out the window. The remor says when it comes to bimei, when it comes to the winter, then you say the Baruchi Nafshi and Shamanas. I have no idea. I've tried and looked everywhere. Everywhere. I've tried to find the Makoya. Where does it say that when you daven mincha early, suddenly you're not mekayim the remor of Baruchi Nafshi? That's an absolute pella by me. Pirkei Avos, the same story. They go straight to Aleinu. So the same minyan, the same shul, and suddenly when it comes to the early mincha, maybe mistam, because the Bochrim, I don't know, the Bochrim like to take over that minyan, so it's very quick minyan. Bekitza, you get a good deal there. You start 2 o'clock and you finish by 4:15, depending on how many mistakes the Valkyrie makes that on that mincha. It's usually given to younger people. And the shaila is, you want to leave in the middle of the Suda. What would you say to such a shaila? Can you leave the Suda or can you not leave it? Simple shaila. Right over here in our case, he's going to go back to the original case. Kavana, Shoma. Okay, let me just tidy up. Let me just tell you. many, many years I've been eyeing this shaila, and over the time when I was a bocher already, been invited out to places and catching them in the chavonim and gateshead, when I was eating out, I remember the different neschois floating around. In the middle of the meal, the balabos says, wherever, the wife, please, you'll be mashoima. Remind me to bench, right? Or you hear nusach das. You have to have das, that you know, we're going to have das, that, you know, we're going to mincha. Let's say at 12 o'clock you start the meal, we're having das to daven mincha. Let me tell you something, the shoma and das has nothing to do with it. Shoma, you don't find in kufa and ches at all. You don't find the word shoma in kufa and ches regarding the halacha of if someone's in the middle of a meal and he's got a job to do very urgent. You don't find that shoma helps. If you have a heter to go, you don't need a shoma. If you don't have a heter to go, a shoma won't help you. So shoma is not... Where is a shoma said? A shoma is discussed and very heavily debated about when a person enters the zman of Maariv, like now. Let's say you haven't done a Maariv, and you want to now sit down to a meal. You go to a Shavuot Brachos, even you're at home, you want to wash for a meal. That is when Shulchan Aruch says you can't eat unless you appoint a shoma. The Ramah says you can appoint a shoma. That's where Dina Shoma come in. That's where you have... The whole Hagarai, where you can put on your phone, is a phone considered a shomer? The Pashal person is okay. If a person has a kvius that you daven's ma'ariv in a specific place, a specific time, a specific minyan, that's also okay. So as long as he's got either a kvius or he's got a shomer, which is a phone, that's fine. That's where you find dina shomer. You don't find dina shomer when it comes to a person's already a middle of a meal and he wants to leave to catch a mincha to come back. You don't find dina shomer. Not that I'm aware of at all. The second halacha of das, you don't find das helps at all. In fact, if a person washes his hands and has das, he's going to go to mincha and come back. It won't help him at all. Where does das work? Das works when you intend to finish off your meal in a different place. That means not that you're benching here and you're just popping out for a bit and coming back. No, no, no. Das helps when you want to create another place called your eating, your shem achila, in a different place. Let's say you shavu brachos, you invited for dessert, and so you wash over here, or you want to go to the tish. There's a ganze chumma and Shiva Talevi about this, and he says you have das at the time that you wash that you're going to finish off your meal by the tish, and so Zot Shiva Talevi, no problem at all. Have das at the beginning of the meal that you're going to be mamshich your achila in the second place. Now, punkt, in the second place, you do have to have a bit of bread, a tiny bit of bread, but it has to be a bread based. So that's where das plays out. And there, if you don't have das, it won't help. The marshal, it was very again in May, I remember, in the May yeshiva, where Friday night, everyone's hoping by davening, you're hoping to get invited out. Because it's geschmack, you walk all the way to Mem Gimel, and you walk all the way, and you walk all the way back. And if you end up in yeshiva, it's sometimes a bit difficult. The long winter nights is a bit difficult. And already, you get no invitation, and it comes to Friday Kiddush, and you get no invitation. And look, showing... You're doomed, right? So you go and wash, and you sit down, and you're left with a bit of the, you know, with the yeshiva's food, and then a minute, just as you're about to tuck into the fish, you get a tap on the shoulder and say, by the way, he's got a spare Yanim from Mem Gimel, he's got a spare place. Do you want to come with? So this people are faced with this shaila. What do you do? He didn't have das to be mamshich in a different place. So does he need to bench? He's just had his kibbutz, right? And now he just had kiddush, just washed. The halacha is because he didn't have das, he needs to bench. And then when he comes to his place, his host, when he comes to Mem Gimel, he has to pretend he hasn't heard kiddush. Yeah, he doesn't have to pretend. He can just join in whatever. And then he has to wash again. He doesn't have to wash again if he can wash again. But at the end of the day is that das works. That when you start the meal to finish off in a different place. That's all it does. In our case, he's not finishing off his meal in shul. I hope he's not intending to take a bit of a bulka and take it into the shul after mincha and start sitting down for the bulka. So the idea is people usually go to the shul and then come back and finish off the meal where they are. We don't find that a shoma helps, and we don't find, and it won't help to have a shoma, and we don't find das helps at all in the shaila. The only shaila that you're left with is the Ramah. The Ramah says that we are scared that you might forget to bench. If you start getting busy going somewhere else, we're scared you might forget. Even if you intend to come back. Even if you intend to come back, the Ramah, and even if you're pulled to come back in the middle of the meal and you're anyway going to come back, the Ramah says we are still scared that you might forget. This is a separate Ramah, which Ramah says, we're scared that you might forget to go back. You know, maybe the desire is not so great, and maybe the conversation at the meal is not so great. And you think, Sharon, Lester, you know, you get stuck with the conversation in shul, and you think, Sharon, you know, we'll leave them to at home, and then before you know it, it's an hour later. Zez the Ramah, very, very powerful words. Mu, letzorech mitzvah iveres. If you have a mitzvah iveres, kigun shigiaz mantfila, muta. Yes, we're choshesh, don't leave because we're scared, you might forget. But if at stake, if you have at stake on the other side, is that there's a mitzvah iveres that you're going to miss out on, then, I'm going to say, if the Ramah's case, if there's a mitzvah iveres, the Ramah says, you're allowed to go. To get the mitzvah iveres, you need to catch the guy, you need to catch the Rebbe's going, and you're going to miss his bracha. Whatever the mitzvah iveres, however your definition of a mitzvah iveres is if a mitzvah iveres, then the Ramah says it's okay. That can override the chashash you might forget. The Ramah says mitzvah iveres is okay. Now, you're going to say over here, why is a mitzvah iveres? You're telling me it's a kluk 2 o'clock minyan, but I like to tell you, there's plenty of other minyanim just before shkia, even after shkia. There's plenty of other minyanim around later. Even if you makbid on shkia, you can get a minyan 20 minutes before shkia, half an hour before shkia. So why is a mitzvah iveres? So for a start, for some people, it might be called iveres. That's a bit of a squeeze. Pashas is not a mitzvah iveres. We got a minyan later. But the bialocha, where the Ramah says mitzvah iveres, the bialocha picks up on that. Iveres, says the bialocha. King Kosovo Kolboy. The Kolboy says that it needs to be a mitzvah iveres in order for you to be allowed to leave the meal, even if you're coming back. Aval Bamoy, the Balamoy, Le Mashmakin, Tu Kosa, and Ubifrat the Fit of our Toysva, so Rosh, he's got a gun to be a locha, not too long, to be Mechiach, a filler, ain't a mitzvah iveres, ain't locha shlose, Uksase Chokam lose, Bialocha, although he doesn't want to go directly against the Ramah to say, you know, clearly, Azoi, but Bialocha is quite confident that there's plenty of Rishonim to say that even if it's not a mitzvah iveres, it's a mitzvah, you're going for a mitzvah, it's okay. We're not choshesh that you might, well, there's always a chashash you might forget, but if on the other side of the balance, you've got that you're going for a mitzvah, we're going to overlook this chashash. That is how the bialocha understands, that even if it's not a mitzvah, iveres, a person goes. So in this shayla, specific shayla, again, you have the Ramah, you can't rip out the Ramah. The Ramah says, dafke iveres. Bialocha brings many rishonim to say, nishta iveres. It's all to do with the person. If a person is disciplined to know that, you know, even if he goes to sleep, he knows he's going to get up, he's got an alarm, he's in the system, he's going to make sure he's not going to lose out on other things, then fine. Why be over, if the Ramah tells you dafke mitzvah iveres, then Pashas is not really called iveres. He can catch the minyan later, it might not be so convenient, it's not so geshmak, but really it's not really a mitzvah iveres. But for many people, again, a person has to know themselves. If they're not in the system and it's not right, and they go to sleep, and then it's just something else, and before they know it, the mishkia, and you got two things at stake. You got mincha and sudah shlishis, which sudah shlishis is, again, extremely great. Person needs to know, has to know himself, look at the history of the past 2-3 years of how he's looked at his mincha and sudah shlishis. If it's worked out well to catch the later one, fine. But if it's not, it's kedai. Kedai habi alocha lismicholov. To treat it as even if it's not a mitzvah iveres, a person can leave in order to go to a mitzvah. That would be okay. So really, if a person is stuck and he sees that it really is a big tzorich for him, there's a big mokum la halacha to say that you can leave your meal in order to catch a mincha, because even if it's not a mitzvah iveres, it's okay according to the bi'alocha. The bi'alocha brings many rishonim, balamoy, toisus. Sorry. It could even be, you know. It's not so possible. My point is, I want to be very clear. For a lot of people, I want to say again, for the Yechidim, which are very, very particular about timing, very good. Matoiv. But for a lot of people, just look at the past 2 years of yourself. If Mincha and Sudah Shlishis has worked for you, if it's worked for you, then try not to be Mekel. But if it hasn't always worked, and sometimes it slept in, or mincha after shkia, or the shlisha after shkia, there's nishkadai to start with it and come back. I just want to finish off with a very intense other shayla. You go, you finally go to the minyan, and when did you go to the minyan? You had your geshmaka cholent, and you had your geshmaka dessert, and dessert, you had a chocolate. But then before you were carried on another piece of chocolate or another part of ice cream, they said, no, mincha, it's 1:58. So you get your hand jacket and you quickly run to the mincha and you come back. And where do you come back to? You're finishing off your ice cream. I've got a shayla for you, by the way. For the ice cream, do you need to make another shayla? What did he do when he started having the chocolate and ice cream? He made the shackle, right? Right. Why? Why did he make a shackle? Because not part of the sutta. So let me ask you, if you were to have ice cream now, and in the middle of the ice cream go out and come back in, the halacha we all know is, you always make another shackle. The halacha is, you always make another shackle, because it's not, because in Shinimokum, once you leave the building, let's say you have a coffee. In the middle of a coffee, and you go outside because your phone rings in the middle of whatever, and you go, you run out, you speak to the person on the phone, and come back in, you continue your coffee, a new bracha rishona. That's what we all know, Shulchan Aruch, that's an open Shulchan Aruch. Right? The shaila is, you go out to Mincha, you come back, so on one hand, yeah, on one hand of the ice cream, you've made a bracha, so really, if you're making a bracha on ice cream, and you've gone out and come back in, you should be making another bracha. On the other hand, all do you look at it, perhaps it's part of the meal. And if it's part of the meal, just like you're not making another hamotzi if you came back, the halacha is that lets you want to have more bread. You can have more bread without making hamotzi, that's clear. Oh. It's only with shahakal and pri adomas that you need to make another new bracha. Exactly. So my question is, the fact that you made the shahakal, does it show that it's not part of the meal? I'm a meila, now that I've left the middle of the ice cream and I come back, I need to make a new one. Or do you say, no, the fact is it's part of the meal. Haraya, the bracha achreina, gets kipatted with the long benching. The poskim say, bi'alocha brings down. That because you don't need to make another bracha rishona, because the benching covers the ice cream, so the benching will, it's all part of the benching, and even though you made the shahakal to show it's not part of the meal, it doesn't mean it's properly not part of the meal. It's still part of the meal regarding the halachas of Shinim Mokum. So very, and you should know it's quite negate. Also, no, you don't make a bracha. A person in the middle of ice cream, and you go outside to take something, some rubbish outside or something, and you come back in. If it were to be not in a setting of a meal, you would have to make another shahakal. But because you're in a setting of a meal, the halacha is you'll not need to make another bracha. And the same goes, sorry, one more final thing is, a lot of people, the shlepsach, the sudashlishes carries on, it's sometimes into nacht. Madinoi, after nacht, we know that you're not really allowed to eat, you're not really allowed to start eating things, right? But can you have a piece of chocolate? You make your way, you're roaming around and you're waiting for nacht or something, and you want to have a piece of chocolate. But the chocolate, in and of itself, just the chocolate, you couldn't have if you wouldn't be in the setting of a meal. So now, do you say that now that the chocolate is not part of the meal, you can't have the chocolate because it's already after Shkia, it's nearly Nach? Or do you say, no, it's part of the meal? The post can say again, it's part of the meal, regarding these halachas, it's part of the meal. It's the fact that you make a bracha rishona doesn't disturb the other halachas, doesn't disturb Shnei Mokum, doesn't disturb the halachas of carrying on in, even onto Nach, so the Shlishes. There's so much more to say about that. Again, the halacha is... La Loche Maize is a person, again, practically speaking, he wants to catch the minion, and he wants to catch the minion at 2 o'clock. The Ramor tells you it's got to be a mitzvah yveres. Now, again, the Bialocha is shtak cholik. Bialocha says even if it's not mitzvah yveres, and he brings three Rishonim, Balamor, Tais, and the Rosh, who say that it doesn't have to be mitzvah yveres, and therefore if a person sees that his timing is not boom, 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 and he, just look at the past 2 years, it might be kedai to rely on the Ramor, on the Bialocha to say it's kedai to go out. And when you come back, you don't need to have bread, garnish. You come back and just bench, it's fine. You can carry on. If you carry on, it's fine. Okay. And the other point that we mentioned is you do not need to make another shahakal due to the Shinim Mokum, because it's part of your Suda. Finally, Allah, we said that if you're in the middle of Suda Shlishes and it's already Nacht, you're allowed to have a shahakal. It's not a problem. The fact that you make a shahakal doesn't mean that it's like a new meal. It's all part of the main meal. The fact that the brachas is a separate thing in Dina brachas, but doesn't mean it's a new meal. Shkach. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.